So now that you've learned to do all the functional exams and the bodily function questions, we're going to go to the exam summary form so you can map your findings, get scores for each system, and learn a lot. After you do this dozens of times, you're not going to need to use this form anymore. But the form is very helpful. I wish I had something like this when I was first learning this because it's everything is all in one place. And you can just see as you mark it, wow, they've got 12 different, 12 out of 14 digestive markers. I think maybe we have a digestive problem. After a while, you'll just pretty much know it, but it really helps you to avoid missing things. So let's go to our exam summary form and have a look at it. This form is not just a form that you can use with each and every patient that you do this with, but it's a form that you can use to actually learn and understand. And the more you go through it, the more you're going to associate the particular findings with a particular organ system or nutrient that's out of balance. But there's a lot here, and there's no reason to have to memorize it all when you can have it nicely tabulated this way. And I recommend that you do this whole thing on yourself first. And that will give you an idea of how difficult or easy it is to do, and which things you may want to not do with people right at the beginning because it's a little bit more challenging. So once you've got the exam form filled out, you're going to transfer the positive findings to this interpretation and summary form. Now let's have a look at how we can use the Nutritional Oriented Physical Exam Interpretation Guide. You can use it both, as I said, as a learning tool for yourself and as a way to summarize the findings of your client's physical exam, whether you do the exam on them or they do it on themselves. So we start out with looking at the adrenal scores. And the adrenal score is a little more complicated than the rest of the scorecards, so we're going to start there. There are several indications that their adrenals are not working properly, and all of these are included in some part of that physical exam form. So when you do their blood pressure upon standing up from lying down, you're going to see either it's going to increase by 10, which is normal, and they get a score of 0. It's going to stay the same, which is slightly abnormal since it should go up. That's going to give them a score of 1. If it decreases by less than or equal to 10, then you give them a score of 2. And if it decreases by more than 10, then you give them a score of 3. You go through the same thing with the pupil constriction. When you shine a bright light in their eyes, if they're able to have their eyes stay constricted for 20 seconds or longer, they get a 0. 10 to 20 seconds, a 1. Less than 10 seconds, a 2, and less than 5 seconds, a 3. So the higher the score, the more out of balance the organ or gland that you're measuring is. And that goes through the whole scorecard. You check their rib margin tenderness. It's either absent or it's mild, moderate, or severe. Same thing with the brown discoloration below their eyelids, the black discoloration below their eyelids, dark gray or reddish at the back of their tongue. You're just going to rate it on a scale of 0 to 3. 0 being perfectly fine, ulcerations or canker sores, bad breath, rough, flaky cuticles. And then we're going to look at the tongue signs that we had a picture for in the physical exam. And these are very, I guess, very particular to Chinese medicine. So the pictures of the tongue, you look for the tongue, and if any of the tongues that are in the pictures resembled their tongue, then you would circle that one as being a possible sign. So if their tongue sign was one which showed deep-seated fear and anxiety, you're going to give them an either absent or present. And then the same thing with the tongue, the distinguishing marks diagram, either emotions along spinal column. That's more of a stress response. And then you're going to add up your total scores, and that will give you your adrenal score. That's going to give you an idea of how out of balance the adrenal is. What I would recommend that you do is you calculate it based on a percentage of the total possible. So if there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times 3 is 33. These only went up to 1, so we're going to take another 2 off, 4 off, right? So So about 29, and say you had a score of 12 out of 29, you'd calculate, you know, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 35, a little bit over 35%. You can use your calculator, of course, to calculate it. Like I said, the adrenal is the most complicated. The rest of them are going to be pretty straightforward. So we're going to look further at this, and we're going to go down to look at the digestion. And there's a bunch of digestive ones. So when you go back through the physical exam, you're going to find specific things on the exam, and this chart is going to show you what they mean, but organized by the gland and organ systems. What that means is that there may be some signs that are under several different organ or gland symptoms. You may find that they have a yellow or brown sclera. So what we might do is mark it here, which is a sign for liver and gallbladder, but then we might want to take it, copy it, and do a find on it up here in the indications. If you're in Word or if you're in PDF, it's a different way to do it. I think you might be able to do a Control F, and then you type it in there, yellow or brown sclera, and then it's going to find all the different places it says there's only one result, so you're good to go. All right, so we'll close that. Same thing with any other. Say, you know, splitting cuticles might be under several places. So what you can do as you go through this, if you're doing it online, you can just mark the ones that they have an indication for and then add it up. So if you look at digestion, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and it's either a 0 or a 1. A 1 meaning that it's there, and a 0 meaning it's not there. So if you've just got that only one indicator, you're going to have 1 out of the 12, which you calculate the percentage of that. And you go, well, there's not a whole lot of things suggesting liver and gallbladder issues. Or you may have a whole bunch of them. And you can go through this for each one. The other way this is a good thing to have is if you're suspicious of a particular thing being out of balance based on their history, you can find that organ or gland on this chart and see if they have a lot of indications for it. So you can use it as a learning tool as well as a tracking tool for your clients. And so I'll just go through the different pages. We've got low stomach acid, general digestion imbalance. We go on to cardiovascular system, kidney and bladder, immune system, respiratory system, skeletal system, eyes, thyroid, low thyroid or high thyroid, female hormones, brain function, and then there's a whole bunch on vitamin and mineral needs, and you can go through for essential fatty acid. There's a lot of signs for essential fatty acid imbalances, and that's something that is going to be very common. So you see people with lines around their mouth, dry flaking lips, acne, hair loss, goose flesh on the backs of the arms, etc. These are going to give you a way to study what the indications are for the variety of vitamin and mineral and nutrient imbalances. So we go down through amino acids, vitamin A, the B vitamins, B2, B3, B5, B6. Some have more indications than others. And these are just some things that have been found in variety of functional medicine usage and have been associated with these particular vitamin and mineral imbalances. So there's some for the minerals as well. And you can go through this and study it and use it when you're working with somebody to kind of calculate where you think their imbalances lie based on the physical exam. So I hope that helps. And I just recommend printing this out and using it as a reference guide, keeping a copy on your desktop. When you're working with people, use it to check off as they're describing various symptoms to you, as they're in front of you, and you can observe various things. It's a very useful tool. You should have the tools now to be able to go out and really just start practicing with people. Find family members, find friends, find some of your clients that are close to you, that are, you know, been with you for a while, who maybe are clients as well as friends, and just practice until you feel really comfortable with this. Go through old charts if you have client charts and see if you can fit them into this model and see if maybe there were things, I should do this exam and I'll be able to understand a little bit better what's going on. So now that you've got really great ninja history taking skills and fantastic exam skills, combining best of East and West, you've got the ability to go further. I've given you a resource for tongue diagnosis and a resource for online tongue diagnosis, as well as a book.